This is Louise Morgan for Now News and Events. Film producer and alumnus Pierre Even recently visited Concordia for a public discussion hosted by the Department of Communication Studies. This is an excerpt of a brief interview with him. All right, so how do you choose the films that you work on?
Well, it's we receive projects, you know, we're very fortunate that we rarely chase after projects. We receive a lot of them. And it's really a matter of responding to the material. You know, we don't have like an editorial line. We just follow what we think will be a best film, what we respond to. I think if I look at the films I've produced, there's always an emotional interest in it. That maybe that's what will become the editorial line. I don't know, but we don't have one. You know, we do different genres. We do different things because we're, you know, because we love films, we love different genre films. So we receive the material, we read it, and we're two, you know, my partners, Marc-Claude and I, and we discuss, and if we like also the creative, you know, the director, the writer, it's also a big question of relationships. And if we believe in the talent of that person, we're ready to go the extra mile with him or her. So it's all, you know, all that, but there's no specific thing that we're looking for. We're open to, we don't do, you know, I did one genre film, but that's not something we're looking for. That's probably the one thing that we don't want to do, and I don't respond personally very much to family films. I don't know why. I read them, find them, all of them boring, but, you know, they can do good films, but I don't necessarily respond to that. These are two exceptions, but we're looking for a variety of different things.
What would you say is one of your career highlights?
Well, of course, Crazy is you know, it's something I remember at the premiere. There was one of my colleagues, producer, who came to me and said, "Pierre, you started, you know, with the best film possible, you know, it can only go down from there." So, of course, I thanked him very much. But the thing is that starting with a film like Crazy, it's really an highlight. It's a film that still today, 7 years after it was released, it's still a film that's that people have their memories. So making a film that that people remember so much, that's a great feeling still today. But I would say next, it's probably being in Berlin with Rachel Mwanza, the actress of Rebelle, that young girl from Kinshasa, Congo, and bringing her with us in Berlin was a tremendous feeling. And having her won the Silver Bear Award, it was a tremendous experience. It was really and it goes way beyond the film itself.
I guess that's especially timely, the whole African theme, given the Kony video that just came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see what we'll do about it. We don't want the film to be associated with the cause, but of course, I think it builds awareness throughout North America on the fact that there are still, you know, child soldiers, and that's exactly what the film is about. So it's a good timing, and I think they have a big event on April 20th, which is exactly our release date. So
interesting coincidence.
Yeah.
And in terms of advice for students wanting to get involved in the film industry, what would you recommend?
Well, I think they have to find any job. You know, they have to find a job. I think the film industry, and we see that everywhere, is that you get your foot in the door, and then and you don't want to be stuck in one job for too long. You know, because if you get too comfortable, you know, being a PA or being whatever, then it's difficult for you you have to move. You know, after a few years, you manage to to understand what you're doing. And this job, you change. You have to move. You have to find other ways. That's what worked for me. You know, I didn't do more than I was 6 years at Mal Film, but I changed jobs within that 6 years. So I think it's important to get an experience from different thing, and starting a distribution is very interesting as well, because that gives you what is the business of film, and you get to see many films. As a producer, it's more difficult because you have to work so much. You go to film festivals, and the only thing you do as meetings. So when you're in distribution, you get to see many, many films. That's a great, great school as well.
And when it comes to networking, do you have advice for students about how to network, where to meet the right people that might help them get these jobs?
Well, you know, I don't want to speak too much for my things, but I'm president of Quebec Cinema and the Rendezvous du Cinéma Québécois. You know, the rendezvous are the one event during the year where everybody meets, you know, the young filmmakers, the students, with the producers, distributors. It's really a week where you can meet everybody. And get it to, maybe it may sound stupid, but you get into the premieres. Even if you don't have an invite, you just send in the mailing and whatever, Alliance, E1, you get to film premieres and you introduce yourself. You go to the filmmaker and say what you think of his films or her film. And that's a good way, I think, to get in. Networking, knowing people is a very good thing in this industry.
And as an alumnus of Concordia, would you say that, I mean, could you comment on how your Concordia education may have helped get you where you are?
Yeah, it was a great experience. You know what, for me, I was at the time, there was a Marc Gervais, that was a teacher here, I think he's a legend at Concordia. He really taught me to read a film. And that's something that still today in my career, I have to think back of what I did with Marc Gervais, because that's when I read a script, when I see a film, I have to think about film aesthetics and what he taught me. And Concordia, actually I was, you know, 3 years at Université de Montréal, but I think of Concordia as my real alma mater in terms of what I'm doing. It's started all here. And even if I don't have many contacts with my colleagues at the communication studies at the time, it's really what opened it. I think Concordia served for me to open my mind to different types of films, and today it's still what helps me and what helped me get into the industry as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we're very proud to have you as an alumnus.